Quite a few women stayed away from work today. They marched and some wore red in solidarity with what they're calling a day without a woman. But Anna Werner was on the job.
A day without a woman
is a day without me.
From New York to Los Angeles, Istanbul to St. Petersburg, women walked off their jobs to protest.
I wanted to show the White House that we are here, we're not leaving.
And to demand equity.
We're rejecting a world that still pays women less.
Women make about 79 cents for every dollar made by men. On Capitol Hill, Democratic lawmakers highlighted the inequities by stepping out themselves.
We walked out to say enough is enough.
Teachers in Alexandria, Virginia agreed. 300 of the district's 1,400 educators stayed home, forcing the schools to close. Self-employed mother Anna Yeager took her four children to the playground instead.
My sixth grader just finished up a National History Day project where the theme was people taking a stand in history. So today he gets to see his teachers taking a stand.
District spokesperson Helen Lloyd says the closure decision was based on safety.
What do you say to parents who say, you're closing because of this?
We've had that reaction and we understand it. For us, it's not because of any political reason or because of any cause. It is simply looking at the data.
Alexandria's Jill Erber, who owns three wine and cheese shops, says she's making her own statement.
To me, the best way to demonstrate the strength of women in the workplace is to be in the workplace and to grow our businesses and employ the women that we employ.